Marty Baller.
Yeah, yeah. I got kitty on my breath, it's a cheesesteak. Girl, I really want the head, she said please wait.
Right.
I'm a Doberman pincher for the bitches.
That's right.
If she even breathe wrong, I'ma get you.
Oh.
Baby, I'm a dog, baby, I'm a dog.
Yeah.
If I can fuck them all, I'ma fuck them all.
Yeah.
Baby, I'm a dog, baby, I'm a dog.
Yeah.
If I can fuck them all, I'ma fuck them all.
Marty Baller, show these motherfuckers how to ball.
Yeah.
I'm a ball hard like Chris Paul. Swerving in a street in a new Porsche.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of Ism Radio. We are back. This is Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop up some good game as usual. Let me put on some Mac and music so I can really chop up game with the family. And I got my lovely, lovely lady co-host in here tonight. We have Miss Chris. What's going on, Miss Chris? And please talk into the mic tonight, young lady.
Hello. Okay, I'm going to talk right into the mic.
There you go.
Yeah.
How you been?
Good. It's been a good week.
Yes, it has
been. It's been really fast.
Yes, it has. Because of daylight savings time and all that stuff. To go fast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's dark. I don't like the dark.
Yeah.
About that.
Yeah, dark is,
And we have Miss Sarah in the house. How are you, Miss Sarah?
What up?
How are you? What you been up to?
I've been moving finally.
Where are you moving?
And I'm moving to Burbank.
Did you get a nigga to help you move?
No.
Uh-oh. Any thirsty dudes out there that would like to help Sarah move?
No.
And it's Thanksgiving.
It's already done now.
Oh, you moved already? I mean, you moved your stuff?
All my stuff is already moved. All the boxes are already moved already.
Well, you need a nigga to
you
decorate.
You guys are useless now.
You need a non-moist dude to come in there and help you decorate.
I'm decorating. No.
You going to decorate?
I already got my stuff how I'm doing it.
How you going to do it? How you going to make it look?
Oh, man, my feng shui is going to be off the fucking chain. I got some Erykah Baduism for you. That's my vibe.
Now, family, the phone number is 818-850-5404. We got people on the phone right now. Let's see who's calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Kyrie, man? My name's Sean. Calling from Atlanta.
Sean from Atlanta. How you doing, fam?
Man, I'm all right, brother, man. I just wanted to call, man, and really wanted to tell you something, man. You got me blocked on Twitter, man, because a while back we got into it. We was arguing about the whole no voting campaign, and I ain't going to lie, I was a little ignorant back then. So, you know, I was hitting you with the same line everybody else was saying. You know, our ancestors died to vote and whatnot, and I'm not going to lie. After, you know, doing my own research on it, I watched Hidden Colors 1-4. I got hip to you, the Black Authority, and other guys, and really I've been on the tangent for the last couple of months. Really rocking with you, and I've been trying to get you to unblock me for the longest, man.
I don't play games. When the motherfuckers sound like they cooning, I let their asses go. I block their ass. I don't let no motherfuckers follow me if they on some coon shit. What's your name on Twitter? I'm going to see where you at now. What's your name on Twitter?
Shoddy Bro Cuz. S-H-A-W.
Wait, hold on. S-H-A-W.
T-I-B-R-O.
B-R-O.
B-U-Z.
B-U-Z?
Shawty Bro Cuz.
C-U-Z. Damn, yeah, man, that sound ignorant as fucking hell. Underscore D-N.
What now?
Underscore what? Are you Oso Southside? Southside?
Yeah,
okay. All right, I'm going to unblock your ass now, man. I'm going to see, which I really don't do. But, nigga, if you come with the coonery, I'm going to block your black ass again. All right?
Hey, listen. I wasn't getting the full picture of what you were trying to say. Like I said, after doing my own research, you know, man, I got to, you know, be a man and admit when I was wrong.
There you go. All right, man. Thanks for the call. Shout out, bro, cuz. All right, brother. that name is just balled up in ignorance, but it's okay. He's trying. He said that he's reformed, so I take the brother's word for it. So have you ladies been out lately? What's the deal? Y'all said y'all been hanging out at the clubs, at the bars.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Gave me a part two night.
Uh-oh.
Thank goodness.
So what happened at the bar this time, Chris?
Sarah. Okay.
Tell on us, Chris. Don't fuck it.
Yeah.
Tell on her. What
Tell
happened?
Tell on me.
All right. So, I mean, it was was a Sunday night in LA. It's not really turning up. But so we found a place, the Thirsty Crow.
Thirsty Crow, okay.
And, you know, Sarah's like, check it out. You're going to have a good time. I always have a good time here, for real. And I'm like, all right. So we go in. We sit at the bar. Right beside her, on her right, we see a dude. He has a little bit of a cross-eye going on.
She get a cross-eyed dude spitting it. Okay. Oh, the cross-eyed dude is trying to holler at Sarah. All right.
So by the time, so she's talking, I'm ready to go. Like, oh, I'm like, God. This is not fun. Nobody's here. Nobody's cute.
Okay, but I was talking to him because he was just being nice. Like, I didn't want to be rude.
She was slowly sipping on her drink.
Look, I cannot down drinks, everyone.
These are skinny girls. They can't drink fast. So they gotta pace their drinking.
I do.
I was being super rude. I was being super rude to them. Like, I was like not even looking at them. No eye contact. I was like, you guys are not even on my
You guys
level.
Are not white. No, what were they?
They were Guatemala.
They were from Guatemala.
Yeah. Oh, so he had a little Spanish love trying to holler.
He was ugly as hell and cross-eyed. I was just being nice.
What is their name? What is their name?
I was just trying to bless this poor soul.
What is your name? I gotta speak to you. Your chocolate.
Since
she's chocolate.
Yeah, so no he comprende. Like.
No comprende. You're so chocolate.
He like tries to give Sarah, I don't even know. Just
he try. Okay, so he asks for my number.
Yeah.
And I get.
What is your numerals? Uno. My number is uno. Dos. Uno. No, so he tried to get your number. He wanted your number. You gave him a fake number.
I did.
Okay, what is that number? 555. That doesn't sound correct. 555. Uno, dos, uno, dos. That doesn't sound correct.
But see.
No, what happened when he tried to get the number?
I gave him the fake number. Yeah. And I thought everything was good, you know?
we like left. And so I'm
And ladies, that's cold giving dudes fake
yes,
numbers. That's so cold.
How is that cold? He was cross-eyed. He's not going to... Who, like, really? You think he's going to go out with me?
I see you. I am cross-eyed, but I still see your beauty. You're beautiful.
So we leave, and we're talking about him. And so I turn around, and he's, like, waving his phone.
Chasing us,
like,
guys.
Chasing us.
Chasing
us. He was chasing us.
Excuse me, companion, you're giving the wrong number.
Yep.
I called a number, and it was Taco Bell.
Yes. That's exactly what he said. He's like, hey, I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Why are you not picking up?
Do not pick up. He said,
it didn't save.
Whatever.
It was okay. IHOP. They asked me what kind of breakfast do I want. It is the wrong number.
Sarah goes, where's the car at, Kristen? We didn't park this far.
Man, y'all giving Guatemalan dudes wrong numbers.
Okay, did you not hear about the girl that just got shot in the face for turning down
Good
a guy?
Lord.
I mean, he could have pulled out a butcher knife and, like, stabbed us up. I'm trying to get to the car, girl.
So y'all didn't meet no decent dudes, just a cross-eyed
no,
Guatemalan.
No. Let's talk about you. Let's drop some
Chris...
tea on you.
Uh-oh, who did Chris meet?
So, you know, she kept taking me to all these white bars.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm not really hanging with all these damn white people right now. I'm just not really with it.
White lives matter.
You know, and so she takes us to another one where it's live music. I'm down with the music. It was like some rock shit, but it was okay.
Yeah.
She meet this guy that's in there. She's all, he's so hot. Sarah. He's hot. I'm looking, what the fuck do you find so hot about him? Like, hot? What the fuck? He looks greasy as hell to me.
Damn.
He didn't wear a damn undershirt under his shirt. He had a button-up shirt on with no undershirt. He had his little chest open. I was just thinking, what is so cute about him? But she thought he was cute. I was like, okay. So then she, like, ran because they were serving food in the back of the club. And I was standing in line with him, and she's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And so she ran. I said, I'm going to go get his number for you. I'm going to tell him that you want to holler. So she, like, ran off all scared.
Why'd you run off, Chris?
Right. Be a grown woman. Stand in your truth.
I just didn't want to bother him, and he was having fun with his friends.
Bother him.
Because I feel like dudes should approach women.
That's true.
So
I totally agree with
I was
that.
Just like, I don't want
to. I swear, Chris is so thirsty for white dudes.
Man,
oh,
I'm telling
my goodness.
You.
Wait, so what, did he say anything to any of y'all? He didn't.
No. He was making eye contact, though.
Oh, God. Oh, he should have came up to you, you know, with the music playing in the back.
That's exactly what was playing at that club. Some similar stuff. Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Huh?
No. That
Chris?
Was,
What's your name?
No.
You're fucking hot for a black girl. Huh? You want a drink?
Can I have
some Jaegers? Some Jaegers?
Oh, yep, that's that drink. No.
Yep. That was the best.
I can order two Budweisers for you and your girl. You're so fucking hot. You know what? I think Black Lives Matter too. You down to do a threesome?
Look, and not only that, it was a black guy in there that had a black guy swag, but he was just all up in this white girl's face.
Oh, damn.
And this white girl, see, that's the thing I'll be saying. Black girl, when black guys get white women, they are mediocre as hell. It's like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
You go after her. You know, and she was like, was just basic as hell. Like, it was nothing spectacular about this white girl. But he was all up in her face, and she was the one that got on stage, Chris, and kissed that guy, the guy that was performing on stage. I think they were together.
Oh,
she wasn't even paying this black dude no mind. And he was all up in it. Every 5 minutes I look, I'm like, okay.
Boy, y'all thirsty Negroes out there. Man, what's going on? Who's calling? Who's on the phone?
How you doing? This is Al Harris calling out of Atlanta.
Al, how you doing, brother? What's on your mind?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
That's great. Situation. I have a situation with my goddaughter.
Okay.
She seems to be attracted to what you call dusty niggas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now, how do I get her on a path of just being thorough and just being thorough just in general?
Well, the thing is, that's a lot of times that's a stage that a lot of girls go through because that's
she's 19.
Yeah, that's like a rebellion stage because y'all probably told her the type of guys she should date. And once people get around 18, 19, they want to rebel and do everything and buck the system and date the bad boy and all that shit. So don't push her too hard because that's going to make her rebel even more. Just kind of talk to her on a cool level. And just let her know that there are better options out there and let her know about dating and how it's a business.
Yeah, it hit the fan this past weekend. Now she's back home in Atlanta. She was living in Alabama and just a dirt shack. Now she's back home in Alabama.
Now what happened? What happened?
The dude started hitting on her it was all kind of stupid stuff.
And that's the thing. Young girls out there, that's what happens. Y'all think, you know, the dusty nigga is cute. He got swag and he's all gangster and all that old shit. And then when you least expect it, you know, this nigga.
Tell him take the HIV test. Tell him take the STD test. Tell him take the fucking gonorrhea test.
Gonorrhea.
Tell him take all that.
Yeah, he's going to be getting on your ass by taking a gonorrhea test because he thinks you're cheating. So y'all stop fucking with these dusty gonorrhea ass niggas out here because an ass whooping always follows all that rah-rah gangster thug dusty nigga shit. Dusty nigga, rah-rah thug, and ass whoopings, all that shit comes rolled up in one package. So seems like she has to learn the hard way, and sometimes our kids have to learn shit the hard way. Sometimes they got to get that spank on the ass by life to realize that shit is real out here, man. So let her live her life, man. You don't try to get too involved. Just kind of be there to support. You feel me?
Okay, my man. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Were y'all rebellious as kids?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most certainly.
How were you rebellious, Sarah?
Oh,
what did
man.
You do? And will you please talk in the mic?
Sarah,
you're the most non-mic talking this ass.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm going to share something very, very personal.
Yes.
I actually got pregnant when I was 17.
Word.
Yeah.
You were a little wayward teen?
Yeah. I was in love. I was in love with this guy.
And
he was there. No, he was down to have the baby and everything.
Oh,
it was my mom that was like,
hell no.
Fuck no.
Hell no.
Let me intervene here.
Mm.
Yeah.
How many months were you?
Oh, my God, Tariq. I was bad. I waited for so long. I was at least 5 months.
God damn.
Yeah.
Shit, man. So you had a late-term abortion? God damn.
Yeah, my mom was like,
I know she was on some.
My mom was like, look, you don't want this. Because my mom's a teen mom. And she's like, look, do you want this? Because I don't want this for you. You want to have a career. You want to be able to have fun. You want to enjoy your 20s and teens. This is not the path.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got to stop you right here. I have to.
Yeah.
Whether you want to do this or not, you're going to do it. Because I'm telling you, if you have a baby, I'm not helping you.
Yeah.
That's just bottom line. She's like, I know I got help. But I don't want to do this. I've been raising kids for a long time.
And I told my daughter the same thing. Any kids.
She's like, this is your child. Mm-hmm. And if I don't feel like watching, I'm not. So this is you. Just understand that.
That shit is real, man. Your mom was telling you some real shit. Now, Chris, well, you don't seem like you were a rebellious kid.
I couldn't do anything. My mom wouldn't let me. I was rebellious more in college. So around 18, 19,
What'd you do rebellious? Yo, what's your rebellion?
Well, I went to the store and I got extra soda and didn't pay. You know, shit like that.
What'd you do? I was partying. I drank a lot. I was like always blackout. I was just like drinking.
You blackout and just wake up. There's two white guys here. No, what did I do?
No.
What'd you do when you blacked out?
So the first time it was in prom.
Damn.
And oh my God.
You blacked out at prom?
Yeah, we went back to like my friend's hotel that they got. And apparently I threw up out of my boyfriend's window.
Goddamn.
Got out on the side of the highway, was peeing on the side of the highway.
You a little old nasty prom date. Goddamn.
They had to watch me because I went to this balcony and I was like, I think I can fly. And thank God my friends were there because I would have like jumped out.
Okay, that was more than drinking. Was your prom date white, Chris?
Of course.
Yes, of course. Okay, all right.
Why do you have to keep asking?
I know. I always just have to make sure.
Make sure what?
I try to give Chris the benefit of the doubt. They done gave you. What did they give you,
Jaeger
Chris?
Shots?
Was it? Oh, they gave us some dip some meth in some weed or some shit. What did they give you? Because that was you wanting to fly.
No. I was blackout. I was on, what did I drink? Crown Royal.
That ain't just no Crown Royal. I know some players who drink Crown Royal. That's an old school drink.
No, but I didn't know how to drink it. I didn't know what it meant to like get drunk. So I literally drank half of it.
What do you mean you didn't know what it meant?
One thing. Like, I didn't know how it worked. Like, you space it out. I was just like, no, I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, take five.
Your parents didn't let you drink in the house.
We didn't. Yeah.
My parents let me drink
sheltered.
In the house.
I was very sheltered. I couldn't do anything.
I know that after hanging out with you. I realized that.
How is it hanging out with Chris? When you go out with Chris at the spot, how is it hanging out with her? What does Chris do?
Just imagine hanging with a white girl, but on the outside, she's black.
Hilarious.
And, you know, I don't know. My parents are black, so it's like I got some of that street in me too, like street knowledge as well. And it's like she doesn't really have that. This is no disrespect or no bad, you know, thoughts.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. That's all.
It's a cultural thing.
Because we've had this talk. I'm like, it's things that we have said with each other that you just didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
What?
She says hot and I say fine as hell.
She's like, you gotta say sexy.
Black people say he's fine. She's like, no, he's hot.
He say hot. That's white girls say.
See? See? That right there.
He's gnarly. Shit. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up? This is Big Boy from Columbus.
Big Boy from Columbus, man. What's going on out there in Columbus?
Man, same old man. All these Trump supporters around us. It's crazy out here.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy right now, man. What's the word, though? What's happening with you?
Man, I've been wanting to talk to you for a minute, man. I kind of got a slight bone to pick with you, though, man, for the players.
For a minute, it almost sounded like you said you had a slight boner. And I'm like,
No.
I'm like, nigga, this is the wrong show.
Go ahead. I've been messing with you since like 06, you know, getting the game and really letting it resonate with me. But it seems like you've gotten a lot softer, man. Like just some of your views on certain things as far as with the dating game.
Like what?
Well, specifically, man, one thing that I've been debating about, we talk about it all the time on Facebook, at work, I mean, everywhere, is this side piece phenomenon. And I just really feel that men are supposed to have more than one woman. We are not made for one woman. It just doesn't even make sense. I mean, all of us players, we all married, we all got side chicks taking care of home. I'm not talking about no dusty hotep dude stuff, running around here leaving babies, not taking care of kids, but I'm just talking about you holding it down and you got another side piece. And everybody knows the rules. You're honest with everyone. Nobody's lying. Because my wife knows about my side piece.
Right.
And it's cool. And everybody be looking like, man, how you get that? And I'd be like, man, if you take care of home, you treat you good, your main good, it should be cool.
All right.
It seemed like you kind of been on some, when we get the right one, we'll be, man, there's not a right one. Mm. It ain't a... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, let me touch on that. It's not that I got soft on it, but I'm very realistic about the types of dudes we have out here now. Man, look at what we got out here now. You got motherfuckers out here with skinny jeans and dookie braids. Fucking dudes. These niggas can't handle one fucking chick, let alone a woman and a side chick. But let's just be fucking realistic, dude. We got little...
You're right.
Yeah, the game is real raggedy now, so I got to tell niggas to just maintain the shit with one thorough chick. And also, not only that, the women's game is getting so much tighter. These niggas can't juggle women like that because these niggas are getting caught up with child support payments. They getting caught up with extortion with women, dude. Mm. These niggas need to know how to master dealing with one goddamn woman. These niggas out here going on dates and they end up getting their checks and their wages garnished. So I can't tell niggas to go out here and get two or three women garnishing their fucking checks. So I got to teach these dudes the rules of the game now and how it is, man. I look, old school, it was a whole set of rules. Old school players know how to hold it down. But dudes, generally, you got to back the game up for dudes out here now because the game has got softer now. You don't have rah-rah niggas out here like you used to. Just look at all the shit that's happening with all the people getting killed and all that shit. Back in the day, man, niggas would have been in the streets already handling shit, if we're going to be real. Cats would have already been in the streets. They know that dudes are soft out here now. You know, dudes out here. So you got niggas out here twerking more than the women. I mean, come on, dude. You look at Instagram, niggas showing more booty hole than women right now, dude. So we gotta be realistic about the game. Now you sound like an older cat, but I get you. But you gotta understand the youth and what we have. And I do cater to a younger audience, so I kind of have to ease them into certain assets and facets of the game. You feel me?
Yeah, man, because, I mean, I really resonate with you or whatever the things you say, because I was getting out my first marriage around that time when I was introduced, like, hey, you got to listen to this dude. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And it really, if you really follow it to the T, it really works. But, you, like you said, you got to be thorough. You got to be, first off, masculinity. Like you said, there's an attack on that. So anytime I even step to a chick, it's always different. It's, oh, you seem different. You know, you like you said, not twerking, no skinny jeans, none of that soft stuff.
Yeah.
It's always on something else.
Exactly.
And like you said, you put her up underneath some instructions, which they hate to hear that because it sounds like you about to run her into the ground or something crazy. But no, it's just leadership.
Exactly.
People need to, you know, they naturally need to be led, I feel. I mean, what I've dealt with, when you get them up under some instructions where they see that you have a plan, like, oh, you know, man, I followed this dude's rules, and now I got a better car, my house, my bills are caught up, and it's all from just now we have structure.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that was all I wanted to say, man. That was it.
All right, man. Thank you for the call, brother.
Yes, okay.
So the thing is, yeah, I'm not softening up on the game. It's just a lot of dudes ain't ready for that level. I have to kind of pull the game back. But the kind of guys we have out here now, because I try to give dudes game. See, back in the day when I would give dudes game, a dude walk in, he's already dressed the part. He already has a little bit of a mouthpiece going on. So I just have to give him the one, twos, and threes, some real basic rules to step it up. Now, when dudes walk in the room and they want some game, I got to tell a motherfucker how to dress. Hey, nigga, take the tongue ring out.
Uh-oh.
Nigga, pull your shirt down. Take your taco meat and cover that up. Nigga, take them skinny jeans off, nigga. Take the flip-flops off. You know, I gotta take shit off niggas in order to give them some game.
Strip them down.
You gotta strip them down, then build them up. Back in the day, you just build a cat up because he was already game ready a little bit. This is why a lot of the game that I have, it's more easier to give to women because women are more open to receiving good game than a lot of dudes out here. Like when people call up to the show, a lot of times, especially when I do the live Ustream shows, the calls with the women flow better because women get it. Dudes, you gotta have to fight and tangle and struggle with them for them to accept the truth in the game. So that's a major problem. Now, what's going on in the news, ladies? Let's talk about that. What's happening out here?
So I found this kind of funny. Rick Ross owes taxes.
Really?
Yeah. So he owes about, what is it, $5.7 million in taxes?
Taxes? Mm-hmm. Damn. Mm-hmm. Damn, Rick. And I know Rick is out there he's at that old Evander Holyfield mansion out there.
But my thing is, why y'all not paying y'all taxes?
I wonder if these dudes get bad accountants.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby, okay, I know how some black people feel about Bill Cosby, but with all that said, he still taught people how to handle your money.
Right.
sign your checks. Even Oprah tells you, you need to be looking at where your money's going. You need to sign your own checks. Because...
But to be fair...
But they'll steal money from you, right? Like yeah. they did Rihanna.
But to be fair, you know, when the IRS, they can make up some shit. Because you can True. Pay your taxes. And they can say, well... It was a state tax you didn't pay, and we're going to penalize you, and they make up arbitrary numbers. So I kind of know how they do that, because they've tried to do that to me before. They were like, hey, Tariq, you owe $1 million. I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
For what?
Right.
Well, that's the number we just assessed. Right. I mean, they literally pull numbers out their ass. Mm. So
do you think they do that because you're a celebrity? Or
they do that publicly? Because they know they can get away with doing
oh,
it.
Okay.
They knew that they know they can get away with doing that. That's why you got to have your CPA on deck. You dig?
Yeah.
Miss Chris, what's going on over there in the news?
I know.
And you got to speak in the mic. What are you dropping? She's dropping caps and shit. What's going on out there in the news? And you're supposed to stay ready.
If
you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
I was reading some stuff, like the snakes on the plane. That was kind of interesting that they actually had snakes on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Where was that? In Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it was a flight.
A big-ass snake, too.
Yeah.
I would be hollering.
I saw the picture. It was like in the
I'd be like, drops. Land this goddamn plane right now.
Yeah, so it was a flight. It was Aero Mexico, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Where were they going from or flying to? Where were they coming from?
They were coming from, I'm seeing it right now.
They were somewhere in South America. Or Mexico or somewhere. Y'all supposed to be on top
y'all,
of it. Y'all, both of y'all. I know it's Chris's story.
Yeah, it's Mexico City from Tehran.
From Tehran. Where is that?
See?
It's in northern Mexico.
Okay, yeah. So there was a big goddamn snake in the, was it in the luggage thing?
Yes. Uh-huh. I see the picture right now.
That
nigga,
was crazy.
That's crazy as cat shit, man.
Like, is it on the... It's on the plane the whole time, too. So what do you have to do? You have to,
like, I know. I mean, you stuck. I mean, like, there's a snake on the plane. You can't go nowhere.
I will run to the damn pilot office and
get a parachute. I need a parachute. I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go on the count of three. Uno, dos, tres. Whee!
So silly.
Let's see who we got on the phone. Y'all look up some news stories while I'm on the phone so y'all asses can stay ready.
I'm ready.
Chris. Sarah's ready. Chris.
I have my stories.
What's up? Who's calling?
King Flex. What's going on?
What's up, bro? Who is this?
This is Roulet.
Roulet.
From Charlotte, North Carolina.
Roulet. Hey, Roulet. No, he's the Boulet bird. It's Roulet, not Boulet. What's going on in Charlotte, brother?
Nothing much, man. Just keeping it wavy on campus right now.
No doubt. What school you go to?
I go to UNCG.
Oh, man. Beautiful. What you majoring over there?
I'm a photography major with a retail studies minor.
Man, do that.
That's nice.
Do that. I love it. Love to see the young black melanoid brothers getting that education popping. What's on your mind, brother?
Yes, sir. All right, I got some advice. I need some advice. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
I have an 18-year-old sister right now, and I'm the oldest out of three. And I just want to get some advice to her because, you know, she's at that age right now where, you know, she's kind of exploring. She's talking to new boys and everything, and I kind of want to just lead her down the right path. You got any advice for me?
Oh, what you got to do, man, just kind of stay at your sister's business. You don't want to meddle too much. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all... Dudes be trying to be overprotective with their sisters when the sisters get grown, and you know that. And I told the guy earlier, you know, that kind of pushes them in another direction, and you know, you're gonna have to kind of let her do her thing and not get off in her business. Now, if there's a nigga out there whooping her ass, of course,
yeah.
You step in, you know.
Right.
But other than that, you know, try to stay up out of her business. You know, try to let her know if she's messing with the wrong dude. Just kind of put a bug in her ear, like, hey, I'm kind of skeptical about dude. You understand? Because I know with your siblings, nobody can be good enough for your siblings. But don't push too hard because you don't want her to start rebelling. Is she dating anybody now?
She's not dating anybody, but she's talking to guys. And I kind of want, you know, I don't want to push her in that wrong direction because I know how dudes be out here.
Yeah. She's about to go to college, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. So.
Oh, Lord.
You dig? So, you know, it's that time. Right now.
Somebody got to get her.
Somebody's going to hit. That's enough. Y'all got to accept. Somebody's going
to
be smashed.
Somebody got to.
Yeah,
unless you want to do it.
Yeah, somebody's going to smash. So just accept that reality. You dig? Thanks for the call, brother.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Cats don't, you know, they don't want to accept the reality that somebody's going to be digging out that sister.
You know
you
what?
Dig?
You
That's what it is.
Crazy.
The little sister that you grew up with, you've been protecting her.
See, my brother never was like that with me.
Really? He wasn't overly protective and all that? Because he knew.
Okay, but like... Okay, like, if guys came over, like, knocked on the door looking for me, he would, like, slam the door in their face.
Yeah, little shit like that.
Like, he would do little shit like little that. Cock-blocking. But he wouldn't do, you can't date, you know, this guy. Like, he was not like that at all.
Yeah, because I hate cock-blocking brothers.
Yeah, he wasn't like that
that's
at
the
all.
Worst.
He would just do shit when they were there, like, you know, just give them a hard time, slam the door in their face.
You think it's sweet? So cock-blocking is sweet?
the brother would
I think
that.
When your dad does it, it's sweet. When yeah. your brother does it.
Yeah,
it's
when
like,
the brother. Hey, what are you doing, nigga?
Right, you wouldn't like if I did your girlfriend like that.
Yeah, because I've had girls I tried to holler at, and they had little cock-blocking brothers. This is when I was a kid. I called over to the house, like, what you want, my sister, nigga? Like, you bitch ass. I'ma smash your damn sibling and become your brother-in-law, bitch ass nigga. You know, I had that mentality. Now, what's going on in the news? Anything else in the news?
I just read that Michael Bublé canceled his tour.
Who in the fuck is Michael Bublé? Give me some black folks news.
Okay, I got one.
Who? Wait, hold on. Let's get back to this Michael Bublé. Who in the fuck is that?
Who is he?
He plays like jazz music. It's huge in L.A. He's having a huge thing. His son just got cancer, so he canceled it.
Who in the fuck is she talking about?
But who is he?
Who is he? Michael Bublé?
What kind of music does
really
he do?
Don't know who that is.
We don't know.
Girl, we just know Justin Bieber and Justin Timberlake. That's it.
Wait, my audience. Do y'all know who Michael Bublé is?
Bublé?
Hold on. I'm going to look him up now. I don't know who knows
that. It just popped up.
Wasn't he on American Idol? He was on American Idol.
Hold on. That's him. Oh, it's a white dude?
No, now you know he white. He plays like jazz music.
This girl said Michael Bublé.
I told you that she's a white girl.
Nope. Never mind. I'm done with my...
Chris did a story about Michael fucking Bublé.
It popped up on my entertainment feed of the news.
It's just jokes.
On the news.
She
anyway,
did a story on Michael
Bublé. Let's talk about the mannequin
Bublé.
Challenge. Let's talk about the mannequin challenge.
We need to give her a plate of fucking greens.
You know what?
With some vinegar in it. Yep. You got to get some salt.
No. Vinegar and hot sauce.
I'm talking about the mannequin challenge.
Y'all want to talk about Solange's challenge. Performance and how black Twitter dragged white Twitter through the damn mud.
Why were they mad?
So they were mad at Solange's performance on SNL.
Why?
They were just like, oh, well, if Solange is singing about don't talk about her hair or touch her hair, well, why does Beyonce want to be like us? And they had like a picture of Beyonce with a long weave. It was blonde.
Wow.
So black Twitter was like, well, you don't have no Malaysian or Brazilian hair. Don't nobody be checking for that dog hair you guys have.
And yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, you blacks complain about cultural appropriation. What about blonde hair? But look, there are black people over in like Australia and New Guinea with blonde fucking hair, yeah. Right? Blonde hair is not exclusive to Northern Europeans at all. You go look over in Melanesia, that's the name of the place in the South Pacific Islands, you got jet black people over there with blonde damn hair. So African people and melanated people have been having blonde hair and blue eyes for millions of years.
I think they was kind of hating because B threw down the Country Music Awards, and that's the only time they got attention.
Yeah.
Because nobody watches that
Nobody
shit.
Watched that, and that's why they
but
had
they
her
watched,
on there.
Right, I'm about to say they watched it because B tore down the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They were mad. They were like,
yeah, did you see Kenny Chesney's reaction?
Yeah, that was him. What did he say?
No, he didn't say anything. It was his reaction. Someone caught him, his reaction while he was watching the performance, and he was like explaining it away.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And then they were just all dragging Beyonce through the mud. Like, what if a country music celebrity went to the BET Awards?
We have white
Well, we
people.
Already have. Yeah, I'm going to say BET Awards is white now.
Exactly. It's so white control, too. That's the thing. It's,
you're already there.
Yeah. You know, speaking of music, Lil Wayne's daughter. Did y'all see the story on her where she was, you know, T.I., G-checked Lil Wayne about all that cooning.
I'm glad he said stop cooning.
Yeah.
He didn't sugarcoat it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad he
so
did. So
T.I. was like, hey, look, you know, my daughter has been to your house, stayed there. Your daughter stayed at my house. You know, we're almost like family. And I'm saying this out of love, but you got to stop all that buffooning and cooning. You just got to stop. So Lil Wayne's daughter, Reginae, that's her
Reginae
name, right?
Thompson.
Reginae.
Uh-huh.
She got on like Twitter or Instagram or one of those things, and she kind of said something to T.I. like, hey, how come you didn't say this in private? You could have sent this as a private message.
But why are you in grown folks' business?
Yeah, a lot of folks were saying that. Like, why are you in? Now, how old is she? Is she?
I mean, she's like over 18. She's not 21. I think she's still like 19 or 20 or something like that.
And a lot of people were saying that. Stay your ass in grown folks' business. Out of grown folks'
business. Yeah, this is between your father and another
exactly.
man.
And the thing is.
See, that's what's wrong with people.
That's the problem. And also, what that is, a lot of black folks, we got this thing where we try to hide our pipish acting family members. We got this thing where we think nobody else can see. We want to hide their pipish ways and not and make excuses. And she's talking about he shouldn't have said anything publicly about it. But Wayne has publicly got out there and publicly made some asinine ass comments about black folks, making himself and other black folks look bad publicly. Mm-hmm. So he should have been publicly G-checked. That's what should have been done a long time ago with Lil Wayne. See, we got to stop playing this game. And shout out to T.I. That's some G shit. Somebody who really loves you and cares about you to check you on some shit.
Yep.
We got to stop sugarcoating our behavior when we have loved ones doing dumb shit and saying dumb shit. When I talked about this on my other show before, when I was in D.C., I saw this old dude bootlegging my movies and my folks stepped to him and I posted a video of it and people were like, oh man, come on Tariq, he old man, he just trying to get money, man, just leave him alone. And
he taking money out of my motherfucking family, you know, this is my pockets
he taking money out of, and y'all got to stop this making excuses for your dusty fucking family members and your relatives doing stupid shit. We got to get off that coddling them and hugging them and trying to protect them when they do stupid shit. We really got to stop doing that, family. Let's see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who else we got? What we got? Who's calling?
It's AP.
AP, where you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
A lot of North Carolina people. What's going on in North Carolina? Y'all North up in Carolina. Here tonight, man.
Yes.
What's going
on? Man, it's looking like Trump about to take the state, man. It's 54% to 43%.
Oh, wow. What's it looking like nationwide?
Nationwide, Trump got it like 24 to 3 or some shit like that.
Okay.
Hillary's in the lead. I just checked.
Hillary's in the lead.
Yeah.
Okay. See how people be getting misinformation out there? So Hillary's in the lead.
Yes, she's definitely in the lead.
Okay. Yeah, but I know out there in North Carolina, I mean, come on, these are states where you got a damn white supremacist governor.
But I don't know if she's going to, I don't know. Do you think she's going to win Florida?
Oh,
because
Florida.
Only her husband is the only president that didn't win Florida and still became president.
Oh, wow.
And you need Florida, and he's the only president to ever accomplish that. So okay. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is a close race, and y'all know me. I don't give a shit one way or another
because
we still got a bunch of white supremacists to deal with in the morning.
Right.
So,
hello.
You dig? But yeah, man, y'all hold it down out there, brother. Y'all be safe out there in North Carolina, all right?
All right, will do, bro.
Thanks, brother.
What's up? Can we please talk about that picture you posted on Twitter about what's that guy?
Oh yeah, Neil Thompson. Yeah,
I was blown away.
This white supremacist.
Yo, that picture was just foul.
Yeah. Oh my God. Let me tell people. And Twitter took it down.
Still have it. I sent it to my. Some of my family and friends.
Yeah, I put it up on More Russ, though. Y'all can go to More Russ and see it so they can't take it down. I didn't even try to put it up on Facebook because I knew Facebook could take it down. But there's this white supremacist named Neil Thompson, and I talked about this on Sunday's Ustream show. He was ranting against this black guy. He said this black guy cut him off, and the brother was filming him. He was like, nigga this, nigga that. Just
black
a whole.
Lives don't matter.
Black lives don't matter. White lives matter. Just talking a bunch of shit. And he was like, I don't give a fuck if this is going to be filmed. So. Yep. He made this racial rant. You know, the local news down there picked it up a little bit, but the national news kind of hid from this story.
Uh-huh.
They kind of buried the story. But what we, black folks, we kept this shit alive. So we got the ear to the streets, found out this bitch's name. This bitch-ass dude, his name is Neil Thompson. I told people the other night what his name was because we had folks on the streets getting information because there was a lot of fake names being given. So we got the name, got the address. Nigga, I was putting up pictures of his family, his mom, his dad, and the white supremacists were mad at me. Oh, why you bringing his kids into it? Yeah. Oh, no, he brought his kids into it by being a goddamn racist. And his pictures are public.
And what you think his son is?
Oh,
he got a son.
Yeah, you know that.
They breed him. You know ready.
The son knows what's up. But further than that. I did some more research on the dude. And the dude, Neil Thompson, this white supremacist, he posts on like a bestiality website. He's into this perverted shit with animals.
I wonder if his wife knows that.
She probably do.
Introduce animals into the bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, God. She
has to know. This dude, because he's just too fucking freaky. I found a photo. I found him posting on this bestiality website. There's a picture of him, and I had to censor the picture, of this nigga bent over.
Bussing it
wide open with his booty hole and balls. Just hanging willy-nilly with it. He pulled his boxes down, and it's such a fucking moist, perverted-looking picture. Yeah. But I censored it. I covered up his cash and prizes. But if you go to More Rush, you can see this perverted fuck. And what's interesting, man, the mainstream media, they've really gone out of their way to hide that story and not saying anything about it because they don't like when white supremacists go off code.
Yeah.
He went off code and just started talking real and said what most whites are going to hear. Exactly.
Don't do that.
Don't go off code. Don't do that because they'll punish a white supremacist who goes off code. Mm-hmm. They act like they're down. No, they ain't down. They just don't want the motherfuckers to go off code because when they go off code, we get in our code mode and we get on alert and we start coming together. And they know that's a big problem. That's why they're mad. They don't really want Trump to win, the establishment. They don't want Trump to win because if we got these open white supremacists like Trump and all these other folks out here, black folks are going to wake up. That's why I do not mind a Trump presidency because we will wake the fuck up very quickly.
Very quick.
I have no problem with that. But let's see who else we got on the phone, man. Okay, somebody he just hung up. I was about to hit him up. Chris, aww, what else is in the news, Chris, while I wait on this person to call up? Sarah, let's bring it to Sarah.
Okay. So I found this kind of funny. Reggie Bush allegedly knocked up his side chick.
Oh, damn.
From back in the day.
Oh, damn.
And she is pregnant, and she's like, look, I'm pregnant, I'm having this baby. Apparently, he paid her $3 million to get rid of it.
Oh, damn.
She didn't. She's registered at Kids R Us, motherfucking Kmart.
She's like about to get Mona Scott from Love & Hip Hop. She's calling her right now.
She's a waitress at Miami, and she's another white girl, too.
Oh, y'all niggas.
This is what she looks like.
Good Lord. Y'all niggas. Boy, niggas. Boy, y'all the white girl slayers. Boy, y'all will run up. Y'all don't know how to
run
pull out
on black women and then treat the white bitches like they God.
Boy, y'all niggas out there, y'all knocking up these white broads, making them millionaires. And they send them white girls to y'all niggas.
Sure do.
They straight send them because they know.
I have a friend that actually is a cheerleader for one of these NBA teams. And she told me that she's like the PR people and all the bigwigs for the basketball players. They say, like, we don't want any black women at this party. Black girls.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but white girls there.
Oh, yeah. Well, just look at cheerleaders. Look at most national football teams. Most of the cheerleaders are white. They don't let black girls get on them teams.
Oh, well, my friend, she's black.
Yeah, she's the only one. They'll let one
she's a chocolate girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They go all the way black when they go black. Yeah. They'll that's how they do. They'll let one or two tokens get on there.
Oh, she's far from a token, though, but
But you know what token means?
Know,
no, token means just we're going to let her in. Yep. That doesn't diminish her skills or nothing. That we're just going to let one in. Yep. That's all that means.
Yep.
So they'll let the token black person in there, but they don't let them. No, they ain't about to let a bunch of black girls get access to the white boys.
But at least I can't. It's not all that great to commend him on this because if it is his child, he needs to take care of it. But he is saying he's not doing the whole "it ain't my baby" thing. He's like, well, look, if it is, then I'll take care of my baby.
Right.
But the wife, you know, his wife is the Kim Kardashian lookalike.
She's
like, huh?
Wow.
A little pissed off because, you know, they got two kids together. And apparently this happened when she was pregnant with the first one.
Oh, damn.
So she was apparently like, they're like looking through their social media to see when it happened. And this is when she was like posting real thirsty photos
on
her Instagram.
And fellas, y'all got to be careful down in Miami. The women in Miami are very aggressive.
Are they?
They're very. From what I've seen, the women, you know, they come on the brothers real heavy out there in Miami. And a lot of brothers, your simp powers can't really, you can't.
Did you say simp powers?
A lot of niggas got simping powers, and they cannot overcome that. They don't know what to do when they get aggressive women, especially fine women. I give it to them. There's some fine Latinas and sisters, and there's some fine white girls. I give you that. But damn, nigga, have some kind of decorum, man. Have some kind of discipline where you don't have to turn over millions of dollars to somebody who's just basically a jump off. So, brothers, man, damn. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Bishop from Jacksonville.
Bishop from Jacksonville. How you doing, fam?
I'm good, brother.
What's on your mind?
So, I'm 17 years old.
Yes, sir.
And I've had this best friend since about 6 grade, so about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And now I'm starting to realize that I'm developing feelings for her. But the issue is that I've dated two of her friends.
Okay.
And I was talking to one of her friends at one point in time.
Oh, wow.
So,
did you smash both her friends?
Nah, we didn't get that far.
Oh, okay. You were just bullshitting. See, you should have smashed somebody. Goddamn. You should have been smashing.
Why?
He should have been smashing
right
somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the deal with the girl now?
I mean, like, this year we seem to have gotten a bit closer, and we've been playing around.
Playing around how? Like, we're playing around how?
With her head in your life?
I'm like, yeah, playing around like what? I mean, no. I want to know what this playing around. I mean, did anything get licked, sucked, and anything get wet, anything get a smell on it?
What kind of playing around?
Well, what kind of playing around, brother?
Okay, so we kind of childish. So basically, I'll see her in the hallway, and she'll be like, hey, what's up? And then she'll try to break my hand or something, or I'll steal something of her.
Oh,
that type of shit.
Little kid shit.
Okay, y'all are kids, though. How old is she, by the way?
She's 17 as well.
Okay, so y'all both 17. That's cute. Little kitty love. That's kitty love. But nigga, you need to be smashing though. I'm gonna be a bad influence today.
Yeah,
nigga.
You are.
I am. I know I should say, hey, you're 17. You're sustained. No, you need to be smashing. You're 17. Have you smashed anybody? You a virgin, brother? Because you haven't smashed nobody.
I am.
You are. Okay. Let me. I'm not gonna taint you then. All right. You shouldn't be smashing. All right. Since you're already a virgin, I'm not gonna tell you to smash. I would say develop a relationship with her because you haven't been tainted. You haven't been tainted by the little wayward vaginas out there yet.
Oh Lord!
So I say, do you want a relationship with her, or are you just kind of, you know, just kind of catching feelings because you lonely and you got all that built up sperm in your body?
To be honest with you, maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, because that might be, you know, you might have sperm vision, and I want you to have a clear mind. You got to have a clear mind if you're dating, because a lot of guys date, you know, you pick the first female that gives you any kind of attention, and you think, okay, I need to wipe her up because I need to get this damn, bust this nut off my chest. But the thing is, does this girl have a boyfriend already?
No, she don't.
You don't? What's she look like?
Because you her boyfriend.
He ain't. She's attractive?
Yes, she is. She is natural. Has a lot of hair.
Has a lot of hair, natural. Nice brown skin. She's slim, fat, thick. What's she look like?
Nah, she's pretty slim.
Okay.
Now has she said
anything about liking you, or is this like an afar type of thing? You're crushing from far away.
It's from a far away.
So she don't know.
Nah, she doesn't know yet.
Now, does she know that you kind of kicked it with her friends?
Oh, I mean, definitely. Matter of fact, her friend who I said I was talking to for a period of time, you know, she's real touchy-feely, so she allowed me to do some things.
Whoa. She allowed you to do some things? Like, what'd you do?
I mean, something that you wouldn't, you know, I mean, it's nothing major. Like, you know, maybe she'll let me touch on her or whatever. But
touch her
like,
breast?
You know,
touch her breast? Like, do
touch
the
her vagina?
Like, do the Trump grant pussy?
Nah.
Oh God!
What'd you touch on her? How?
Oh, I mean, like maybe her grab her butt or just, you know, a little hug or something. Nothing like, you know,
God damn,
going inside her pants or anything like that.
Nothing like that, nigga. Are y'all niggas Mormons? What kind of?
They are just being. They're doing the right thing.
They doing okay.
They doing
all
right.
Sarah
right
said y'all
Tariq.
Doing the right thing. Yeah,
they
right.
are.
That's cute. It's cute.
It is
cute.
That
it's cute.
Is like it takes me back to you know, when times where people were just liking each other. Now everybody just want to fuck you.
Yeah.
And move on.
It's
like,
puppy love. It's
yeah,
like a puppy
I love.
Love.
That.
It's
that's
it's
so
a cute,
cute
thing. But the thing is, I'm thinking that the chick you like,
what?
Some niggas digging all of her little coochie out. And that's the part I don't want to happen. I don't want you crushing on this girl. And there's some dude out here swagging that thing all the
tagging
way out.
Tagging out her dress.
Yeah.
Huh?
So she ain't. You sure she ain't got no dude, the girl that you like?
Yeah, I mean, she tells me everything. So, yeah, I mean, she said she ain't been talking to nobody or anything recently.
All right. Now, how come y'all haven't? Y'all need to take it to the next level. Y'all need to, you know, just lay the cards on the table. Have you ever said, hey, let's go out and kick it? Or wait, you said y'all play in the hallway. Does she live in the same apartment building you live in? Or the housing
school,
project? Where y'all live?
School.
Oh, high school.
High school.
Oh, high school. Oh,
the
okay.
School.
Oh, the high. Okay, y'all go to the same high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said apartment building. I'm about to get you.
Because my thing, when I was in high school, I never dated girls from my own high school. I had a rule against that. So I'm thinking in my brain. I forget
oh,
that.
Oh, so you can do your thing at your school and then have your girl.
Yes.
Everybody, I was on, you know what?
I know people, my mind was tainted as a child. So
I see.
It was dirty macking. So I got to think normally. I got to program my brain to think like a normal child. So you were playing in the hall, and that's cute. So I would, do y'all have a prom coming up?
You said what?
Do y'all have a prom coming up?
We just had a homecoming this Saturday or last Saturday.
But when is the prom coming up? When is the prom coming up?
The prom don't come until about April.
Yeah, okay, that's coming. Okay, that's you need to see, ask her to the prom and see what she say.
She gonna say yes.
You think so?
I know so.
You should ask her to the prom, bruh. Ask her to the prom.
She like you. She just didn't. She just not saying. Mm-hmm. But she like you. And a girl that act like, oh, that's my play brother. Yeah, okay. You like him.
So, yeah, ask her to the prom.
Oh, my God, Tariq.
I'm saying. Should he ask her to the prom?
Yes. I think you should. I think that
so you're going to ask the brother, because I want you to ask that, but be real smooth. Just say, you know, just kind of be casual with
Don't
it.
Be smooth. Don't listen to Tariq.
How should he ask? How should he
but
ask?
See, I feel like when he asks her, she might still think it's like in the friend zone mood.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't want him to go. But he can kind of work it a little bit. He's a virgin, so there's not too much pressure on him. He can work it, though.
Okay.
He can,
okay.
You know, just
when
to feel her out.
When you ask for the prom, you should do something big and
I don't think he should
special.
Do something, no, because he start cupcaking and tricking off his little paper.
No, you don't have to trick off paper.
What can he do?
He's in high school.
I know he's in high school. What can he do?
You can be so creative. I've seen so many creative prom proposals.
Oh, yeah.
From
you
these little high school kids.
Sweet.
I'm like, damn, I wish I was in high school again so someone could ask me like that.
Yeah, do a promposal.
I mean, you could do whatever. You can make a card or you can get her friends to ask.
I think just be real cool. Don't do all that on extra.
I've seen
videos of niggas doing dance routines.
Yeah. What about that black little boy danced to that white girl and asked her to prom?
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, don't do that. Don't listen to these girls. Don't do it, man.
Nah, do that. That's fucking cute.
Yes. She'll love it.
Do the mannequin challenge. And then you be the only person walking.
Do the mannequin challenge in that pussy and just stay still and don't move for about 5 minutes. But I say, don't do all that extra shit. I'm not trying to tame him, but just be on some smooth shit. Hey, look, the prom is coming up. I want you to roll with me to the prom. Don't do all that. Don't get a dance routine and you dancing like Usher and all that old shit. No, just say, hey, look, the prom is coming up. Let's go to the prom with me. We've been kicking it. We friends. Let's go to the prom. I'll enjoy it with you. And see what she says. Now, if she's on some bullshit, you're going to have to go ahead and start smashing her friends.
But since y'all friends, I mean, why can't y'all talk? Y'all talk about everything else.
Yeah, I mean, that's
he like,
true.
I can't handle y'all.
when are you going to talk to her again?
I'm talking to her on the, like, I'm texting her right now.
Nigga, you might be on some stalker shit almost now, nigga.
They basically booze, goddammit.
Oh, man, almost.
I don't know what y'all
playing on. Is she replying back? What is she saying to you?
I mean, we acting like how we do in real life, so, I mean, when I text her, I, like, throw a joke at her, and then she'll joke back, and she'll send, like, a picture of me, a parasol photo or something.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Cute. That's cute. That nigga, so y'all need to go to the next level. I'm serious. I want you to ask her to the prom, and then I want you to hit me up and let me know what she says.
Yeah.
I want you to let me know what she says, and be cool about it. Don't be scared, because y'all talk all the time anyway. Ask her in person, though.
Oh, do it as a joke. Like you guys
No. If he does it as a joke, then
not
that's
like
going to take,
joke.
Like what?
Not,
like how?
I mean, he's saying they're doing like little cute little texts. Why can't he do it that way? Like,
it's
that's
more,
what I'm saying.
It would be more effective if he did it in person, right?
You don't want to do it, ladies.
You don't want a nigga texting you when you don't get a problem with
me.
These, LOL.
Yeah, why, Tariq? Right. These damn kids text all the time, more than I did when I was in high school.
it would just be so much of a, well, you know what? Text her and ask her. Let's do it. All right.
Listen to Tariq.
All right, text her. I'm old school in a motherfucker. I'm like, you know, look at my motherfucker in the eye. Just let him know what the game. I'm going to put you up under some instructions. We're going to get it popping. Yeah, I'm old school with this shit.
Just listen to Tariq.
Dude, I'm saying it would be better if you said it in person. You know, that would have more meaning. Yeah. You know, I'm more of in your look you in the eye and let you know where I'm coming from, and that shows more confidence.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think if a dude is asking a woman to go to the prom, you know, this is a special damn time. This is the only time you're going to the prom. So you don't want a motherfucker to do it just on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be more effective if a motherfucker really meant it. You go say, hey, I want to take you to the prom. Say it to her in person and get a vibe off of her. Now, if she shoots you down, now damn, you know what the deal is.
Then kills your friendship, though.
Yeah, but
he
you
gotta
don't
be prepared for that. Too.
But I don't want my man to be lurking in a friend zone, waiting on some ass to pop his way. Without, you got to start making a move. You dig? Right. You want to take it to the next level. You want her to be your lady. Y'all want to have a relationship. You trying to smash or something? Because you about to go to college pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to go to college with all that backed up sperm in your system, brother. You go out there and, you know, start knocking on white women like Reggie, you know? You don't want to do that.
You're so silly. You're like, I'm done with y'all.
All right, bro. Thanks for the call, bro.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, indeed.
This story is so funny.
Yes, indeed. What's the story?
Mariah Carey.
What's
and
she do
her
this time?
Ex. So they leaked the prenups agreement. And it's some crazy ass shit. He like promised her a jet of his choice.
Damn.
For her and her kids. But it's of his choice. And she has to say where she's going. And all gifts that are like more than $500,000 or some crazy shit like that. She only can keep it if he said it was a gift. Like if it was gifted to her with
damn
a note. Oh yeah, it's broken
this
down.
This dude ain't
yo
fucking around. I ain't about to let this half black bitch rape me out of my money. I ain't one of these basketball, football playing niggas. They ain't
and
gonna get
gonna
me.
He's gonna be paying for her credit card, and he's agreeing to pay her $50 million.
Oh damn, he is gonna give her that $50 million.
So
damn,
she gets a fucking. That's why she did it. She got a private jet.
God
damn. A damn $50 million. And they was only married for like a couple weeks, god damn it.
They were actually married.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were actually married. I didn't know they were actually married. I thought they were.
You know what? When I did the news story last week, I didn't know they were married either. And so I'm reading them now this one. They're like, no, this is a prenup. They were married.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
God damn. So if Mariah's doing it like that, I pop my collar to her. If she got $50 million out of a bullshit
crazy,
ass,
smart ass pussy. Then.
Yeah, shout
she
out to Mariah.
She gets a jet, $50 million, and gifts.
Y'all think she crazy? She's like, I ain't that motherfucking
right
crazy. Shit.
It's the reason why her name is Mimi.
Yeah, Mimi's like shit.
Mimi about that money though.
Y'all thought I was a crazy dingy broad, but I got $50 million in my damn pocket for marrying this damn simp. Hey, what's up? One more call. Who we got on the phone?
They in the kitchen.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's up? Who is this?
Hey, man, it's your boy Ski, also known as Marcus Moore in the chat room, man. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, by way of Denver, Colorado. And I just wanted to let you know, brother, there's a freaking active shooter right now, man. One of those election joints.
You bullshit.
What?
What city?
No, I'm dead ass city. Azusa, California, bro. Azusa.
Oh,
I just clicked on the hashtag.
Shit.
Bro, one person dead, at least 3 injured. No bullshit. I don't troll. I've been listening to you for 10 years, brother.
Oh, I see
look,
it.
Click
oh,
on
I
the hashtag,
too
bro.
It's on
okay. Yeah, I fam, talk on it. I'll holler at you. Much
wow
love and respect. Peace.
Man, much
yo,
respect,
and
brother.
And you know what's funny? You were talking about this on your live stream last
dude
week. And I talked to my mom this morning. She was like, I don't think these white people are really going to do anything.
Oh,
you know, if they want to do something, they would do it now.
Wow.
They would wait, but shit, looks
wow
like.
Wow, dude, I told y'all last week this shit was going to happen. I've been telling black folks, y'all better be safe out here.
Three others injured.
Three others
one
injured.
Dead.
Shooter at large. Motherfucker still out there running around.
I know where Azusa is.
I told y'all last fucking week, man, this shit was going to happen. I told black folks, be careful. I said, these white supremacists don't make idle fucking threats.
At two.
It's one female suspected who was heavily armed.
Oh, damn. They said it was a female.
Female. I'm
wow.
It.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, these
the
white
gunman fired 20 shots at the officers who took
damn
cover and fired back.
Shout out to Trump and his support. That's some Trump
what
shit right there.
Wait, you know what really surprised me too? I didn't know kids go to school here on election day.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I
back
told.
Back in D.C., there's no school. I was so surprised to see the school buses. I'm like, school's in on election day?
Man.
They said they locked down the schools nearby. And
exactly. I knew they were going to do that. And
I didn't know that. I didn't think they would, Tariq,
man,
honestly.
Folks, we can't underestimate these white supremacists,
yeah, they're
man.
Getting
they're
bold
getting
now.
Very fucking yeah. bold, and they're getting desperate right now. They're not giving a shit. White supremacy is a religion, man. And people got to understand, these people will make sacrificial jihads for their religion.
Yeah, you're right.
This shit is real out here, man. But we're about to stop the show because I wanna see what's going on with this stuff. And I want to keep abreast of the news and see what's popping off.
Wow.
Man, this shit is heavy, man.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's very that's sad. Very and I want to get some more information. Where's Azusa? That's not far. Where's Azusa? Where's Azusa? Glendora?
I want to say it's
off the 210. It's by Pasadena.
I'm
yeah, that's
say,
out
I was
here.
Just there yesterday.
Yeah, that's not too far from here.
I was just in Azusa yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Up there up in the mountains.
Yep,
up there in the mountains.
Pasadena, yeah.
Yep, right off the 210. So that's right not too far from here, fam. So I'm going to go home and get my GAT, okay? Because I'm ready
check
for these fucking,
babies.
Yes, and get my babies,
oh,
my kids.
They're not in school yet, are they?
One of them is, but
okay.
you know,
well,
I've had him out of school this week
okay.
because of
good.
All this shit. And that's
yeah.
the reason why. This is the reason yeah. why I've had my son out of school this week.
That's good.
Yeah, this shit is crazy. A family, and I'm telling y'all, tomorrow, especially if Trump wins, either way, I mean, if Hillary wins, I'm sorry. These white supremacists are making threats, and they're going through with the threats that they're making. I hate to be right on shit, but damn, we gotta be careful out here. If y'all go to the polling places, family, you better practice your Second Amendment.
You better have your shit
have
on
your
you.
Shit ready.
But can you have your shit on you and at the poll places?
Can you? Didn't they say it's a,
they
have your shit in a car or something, you know?
But what the fuck is that going to do
shit.
In the car?
Shit, when you see a motherfucker shooting, shoot back. Get him.
In the car?
Shoot.
With
do
the
a
gun?
Drive-by on his ass. If you see some.
You at the poll and the gun is in all the car.
Right. If you see a terrorist out here blasting, you get him.
Shit. I don't blame you.
All right, let's get up out of here, family. Y'all, that's been today's episode of Ism Radio.
Thanks,
ladies.
Guys.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you. Ladies,
you.
What y'all
go
got
on
up for this
us.
Week? Yes,
follow
go on Morus.
On Instagram and
yes.
Morus.
Yes, go to morus.com. Follow the ladies. Follow mm-hmm. me, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys have a great night.
Bye. All right, see ya.